Okay, let's pray before we begin. Lord, you are worthy of all praise. You are worthy of our complete, absolute obedience and loyalty and reverence at all times. And Lord, it's so hard for us to maintain a spirit of humility before you and remembering who you are. I pray during this chapel time that you would help all of these young ladies, these young men, to have a heart of reverence towards your word and be willing to hear what you have to say to them this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you ready? Are you waiting with bated breath? I've been praying about what to speak to you about, and the Lord has burdened me to keep pounding on the same theme that I've been teaching you about in the last couple of messages, about obeying and honoring parents. Some of you heard me say that just now, and in your mind you thought, oh, no, not more of that. Probably most of you weren't necessarily happy that I said that, because this topic is one that's hard for teenagers to hear. It's hard to sit and listen through messages on obeying and honoring your parents. And the reason for that is what? Because that's a major issue in your life right now. That's where you are. That's what you're dealing with. Some of you are doing battle with your parents every single day of the week. And this has everything to do with your life. Some of you, this isn't really an issue because God's taught you about this and you're past this. But my guess is most of you are still dealing with it, and some of you desperately need this scripture. And so that's why I'm speaking on this morning. But I want to review some of the things that I already talked to you about. Obedience to parents is a very important part of living out the Christian faith. We talked about how that obedience to parents is the only direct command in Scripture given to children, given to young people, that we obey and honor our parents. We talked about how that if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior and His Holy Spirit lives within you, one of the chief evidences that you have new life in Jesus Christ as a young person is that you will be tender-hearted about this issue. You will have a desire to obey and honor your parents. That doesn't mean you have total victory in this area. It doesn't mean that you're perfect and you don't mess up. It doesn't mean that sometimes you get in a rut in your Christian walk and you need to regain victory. But you have a desire. You're tender about this because God's Holy Spirit is in you. Obedience to parents is the clearest way that a young person shows his or her genuine faith in Jesus Christ. Show me a young person that claims to be a Christian that has no genuine desire to obey and honor their parents, and I will call them a liar to their face. Or I will tell them that they are deceiving themselves, because they certainly do not know Jesus Christ if they have no desire to obey God about this most simple command that God gives to young people. Number four, obedience to parents is not conditional on the worthiness of the parents. And we talked about that. How that sometimes parents, from the standpoint of their being good parents, they're just simply not worthy of being obeyed and honored from the standpoint of their actions. But does God ever give us the option of not obeying or honoring our parents because they aren't the kind of parents they should be? No. God never gives us that out, that if our parents don't act right towards us, we don't need to honor and obey them. No. We are always to honor and obey our parents. We talked about how disobedience to parents is a great evil before God. We talked about how in 2 Timothy chapter 3, in the list of the sins that are going to increase as evil increases before Jesus comes again, there's this list of sins that are going to get rampant on the earth before Jesus comes again. And right in the middle of that list It says disobedience to parents. And we talked about how that might shock us, that disobedience to parents would be in a list with all of these great evils that are going to overcome the world in the last days. And the reason why it's in that list is because this attitude of disobedience to parents is so important to God that He would put it in there along things like immorality and murder. So this is serious in the eyes of God. So these are all things we've already talked about. So let's open up your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 3, that passage that has that list of those sins that are going to get worse and worse before Christ comes again. And in 2 Timothy chapter 3, after that list, in verse 5, Paul gives an explanation of people that claim to know Christ, but they're guilty of all of these sins, or some of these sins. Verse 5 says, they have a form of godliness, they have a form of religion, but they deny the power thereof. From such, turn away. So what is Paul saying here? He's saying that people that are guilty of these kinds of sins that are listed here, including a person who is bent on disobedience to their parents, who has no desire to obey God in this category, that person is someone who what? They have a form of godliness. They have a kind of religion about them. They might speak about the gospel and about God. They might be good at God talk. But the power of religion, the power of the gospel, they don't have that. Paul says, stay away from people like that. People that talk God talk, but don't have the power of the gospel on them. In other words, they don't obey the gospel. They don't know how to obey God. They don't want to obey God. So if Paul says to us, turn away from those kind of people, what does that mean to you? What does that mean about friends? That means people that are in this room that have a kind of God talk, but they don't obey because they don't have the power of the gospel in their life. What does this verse tell you to do with those people? Turn away from them. Stay away from them. So let me ask you a question. What do you think it is that your parents really want from you in regards to obedience? What is it that they really want? Do you think that they want robot-like kids that just go, yes, Dad, yes, Mom, I will do what you say right now. I will accomplish all your will. What would you have for me today? I will do it without speaking back. I will do everything right away. Is that what your parents want from you? Some of you said, yeah. Well, anyway, put it this way. Should your parents want that from you?
No.
Sometimes maybe our parents might act like that's what they want. But really, what is it that they want? What kind of obedience from you would bring your parents joy? Really make them happy, really. What kind of obedience? You tell me. What kind of obedience would really fulfill the desire of your parents and make them happy? You know it'd make them happy if you were that way. What kind of obedience? Tell me now. Humble, willing. Obedience that is just what? You're grateful from them? For them? What?
Loving.
Loving? Okay, we're hitting on it. Here we go. Obedience that comes from the heart. Obedience that comes from the heart. Obedience to parents that pleases God and brings your parents joy is obedience that includes honor. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And then it says, honor your father and mother. So, honor is the part that has to do with your heart. It has to do with your attitude. What is honor? It is esteeming someone highly. It is respecting someone, having an attitude of respect. Honor, then, comes from the heart. It's about attitude. So God is telling us that for you to honor Him and to obey Him in your relationship to your parents, not only do you obey them by doing what they say, but you also do it with the right attitude, which means honor. As a matter of fact, just doing what your parents say on the outside without a heart that loves and respects them, according to the Scripture, isn't even really obedience at all. Now you think about that. If you obey on the outside, but your heart's not in it, when God sees your heart, He doesn't count your outward action as even being obedience to your parents, even if you did it with your body on the outside, your heart didn't want to. It's the same thing in our relationship with God. Just like our parents don't want us just to do things on the outside because we say, because we're afraid of being corrected and disciplined, but because we really want to obey them, because they're our parents and we love them and we respect them and we honor them. We want to obey them. That when my children obey that way, I am so happy. And it's not just relief because I don't have to fight with them. It's because I see love coming from them. And when my kids obey and I can see in their eyes that they don't want to do it, even if on the outside they are doing what I'm saying, but their eyes are telling me they're restraining themselves from saying anything that'll get them in trouble, I'm not happy with that kind of obedience because it's fake. That's not real obedience. I don't want that. I want my kids to obey because they love me. That's the same thing it is with God. As a young person, honoring your parents is a gauge of your relationship with God. How your heart responds to your parents is like a thermometer, just like a thermometer when you're sick. You stick it in. Find out how bad your fever is. You want to find out how spiritually minded you are in the eyes of God? How's your honor gauge? How do you honor your parents? Do you really respect them and honor them when you fulfill what they tell you to do? That shows you how your relationship with God is. Just like a tire gauge. I go to a tire in a car or something, and I take that little gauge and I stick it on there to find out how much air pressure is in the tire. It's going to tell me exactly how much air pressure is in that tire. Same thing. You want to know how spiritual you are? You want to know how much like God you are? How much your life pleases God as a young person? How do you obey and honor your parents? It doesn't matter how much Bible you know. It doesn't matter how often you go to church. It doesn't matter how you dress. It doesn't matter what you do in life. If you don't love and honor your parents, you're just like what Paul described in 2 Timothy chapter 3. You're somebody who has a form of godliness. You've got God talk, but you have no power. You have no gospel living. You're fake. So this is very important, young people. Matthew chapter 22, someone said to Jesus, "What is the greatest commandment?" What did Jesus say? What is the greatest commandment in all of Scripture? What did Jesus say to that man? Who could tell me? Yes. Okay. It actually says love. But yes, love includes honor. That's what we're talking about today. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. This is the most important commandment. Love God. Honor God. The second command is like that one, Jesus said. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you will love God and love your neighbor, Jesus says, you will fulfill all of God's word. You will have no sin at all in your life. If you love God and love your neighbor, no sin. If you love your parents, you will not disobey them. Do you realize that? You disobey them because you don't love them. You say, I love my parents. And then you disobey and dishonor them and show them disrespect all the time. What does that say? Your love has no power. It's fake love. It's just in your head. It's not in your heart. Real love has fruit. When I, as a parent, see one of my kids, and they're maybe obeying on the outside, but they're not obeying on the inside, and I can tell because of the... or the, oh man, you know, all that kind of little stuff that people do when they don't want to obey, but they have to because they don't want to get in trouble. When I see that, what I'm seeing is my child, I'm seeing them sinning against God, and I'm seeing them sin against me. And that grieves me. So obedience that is real and right is obedience that comes from the heart. And that's the same thing with your parents. So let me ask you, do you love your parents? Don't answer me out loud. Do you? Do you love your dad? Do you love your mom, your step-parents? Do you love them? Really? I'm not talking about feeling here because the Bible never talks about love as a feeling. Do you realize that? The only people that talk about love as a feeling is the world. The world doesn't understand love. They talk about love as a feeling. The Bible never talks about love as a feeling. Love is a decision in your heart about a person. That you are going to love and respect them. You are going to honor them. It's a decision inside. And it comes out in your actions. That's what love is in the Bible. How much do you love your parents? If you measure your love for your parents based on what I'm telling you from the scriptures today, what does that say about your love for your parents? Let's be honest now. Let God examine your heart right now and reveal to you just how much you really do love your parents, based on what I'm saying here from the scriptures. Do you willingly submit to their authority and obey them? Are you at war with your parents every day? What's it like in your house? If I were to come to your house and just be like a fly on the wall and listen and watch for one day the way that you speak to your parents, how you respond to them when they give you instructions, what would I see and what would I hear? Would you be ashamed that I saw? How about Almighty God that doesn't just see the outside, but He even sees your heart? Would you be ashamed? How much do you love them? Do you really honor them from the heart? I've got hope for you this morning. If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, His Holy Spirit lives within you. His Holy Spirit right now is telling you what Mr. McPhail is saying up there is true. I do want to honor and obey my parents. And that's your heart because you have God's Spirit. But some of you know also that you haven't been obeying and honoring your parents. What is your hope? Your hope is that the Holy Spirit in you, it's His job to help you to learn how to obey and honor your parents. And if you will pray to God and ask Him continually to help you to learn how to obey and honor your parents, guess what's going to happen? You will. But you know what? Some of you don't know how to love your parents. And you need to learn. Who is going to teach you that love? Who? Can you teach it to yourself? No. Who teaches us how to love? Who teaches us how to love?
God.
Good. Wow. Whew. I was pulling out the answer on that one. God teaches us how to love. So if you realize this morning that you don't have the love you're supposed to have for your parents, you maybe obey on the outside, but on the inside you are constantly chafing and you're constantly giving attitude and you aren't respecting them like you ought to. Where do you go to get the help in order to love and respect them as you ought? God. You go to Him in prayer and you go to the Word. Now, this is very important to the Lord. Again, I'll say this again. Some of you are so unhappy about your relationship with God, and you're still to this day wondering why it is I open up my Bible and I just don't really get anything out of it. And I know I'm saved. I know God. I want to serve God, but I just don't really do it. I'm just fighting sin all the time. You know what? So much of it for you comes down to this. You don't love and honor your parents. If you will obey and honor your parents, you will be surprised at how much of the other stuff just goes away. Because for your life right now, the biggest issue between you and God is how you respond to your parents in your life. That's the biggest issue. Nothing is bigger than that. Did you know that there is no one in your life right now that should be more important to you than your mom and dad? No one. None of your friends should be more important to you than your parents. Guys, there's not a girl. Girls, there's not a guy. That should be more important to you than your parents. Do you allow somebody to get in the way between you and your parents? If you do, you are in rebellion against God. How could you possibly have a good relationship with God? God's blessing can't possibly be on your life. This is very simple. This is not hard to understand. It might be harder to do, depending on where you are. Now, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1 and 2 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise." Paul says God's blessing is on young people who obey and honor their parents. If I were to ask you, do you want God's blessing? Of course you do. No one in here is going to say, "I want God's curse on my life." Nobody would be stupid enough to actually mean those words. All of us want God's blessing. Young people, you want God's blessing? Obey and honor your parents. This is the Word of God. This is unchanging. It's true for every guy, young person in this room. It's true for all of you ladies. Every last one of you. God's blessing will only rest on you if you obey and honor your parents. One more thing before I'm done here. How do you respond when your parents correct you? This is a good test for how much you obey and honor them. If your parents have been after you about something, and they've been after you about it, and you just won't fall into line, you just won't do what they say. So now out comes the punishment. I don't know what punishments your parents use for you. I don't know about other parents, but my kids have different punishments based on who they are because they're all different. I have one child in this room. I won't say her name because she made me promise I'll never use her name in chapel again. But she loves to read. Taking away her books is like the most devastating thing in the world. So, when it comes to really having to mean business about something that's not getting done, it's time to take away reading time. That's like death. If I would do that to one of my sons. He'd go, so? So it's not a big deal to him. So there's got to be other forms of correction for him. So, when your parents correct you, how do you respond to that correction? Do you count that correction? Okay, now. Do you count that correction as God speaking to you through them about something that you need to change in your life? Or do you fight with them about that? If you fight with your parents about correction, you are not obeying and honoring them. This is a test. If you can receive correction from them, you are loving, obeying, and honoring them. So, think on these things. We're going to keep talking about this, by the way. Because it's so important. And I hope that you are thinking about this between now and the next time I speak. And that some of you will have changed and have seen victory in your life between now and then. And I encourage you to watch yourself. How you speak and how you act towards your parents. And find out just how much you don't love and don't honor your parents so that you can confess your sin, get right with the Lord, and seek His help in order to do so. So let's pray. Lord, I pray that Your Word would continue to speak to these young people. Help them to value Your Word. Help them to think. Help them to be honest. Help them to come to know You like they've not known You before. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.